insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. I welcome you again to one of our programs, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear those verses.
رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ رَبَّنَا وَابْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ
We're discussing verse 128, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes another of the prayers of Prophet Ibrahim. We mentioned in the previous sessions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in these verses that Prophet Ibrahim was given the command to rebuild the holy house of Kaaba, which is considered the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. We explained what that means. After finishing such great ritual, the holy prophet starts making some supplications. He starts asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and requesting him things. We reached this particular request that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُوبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ And show us our rites of worship and turn to us clemently. Indeed, you are the all-clement, the all-merciful. The first piece, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا Show us our rites, show us our worships, show us how to worship you. This has been interpreted in two ways. One of them is a prayer that is from a prophet that asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teach me how to praise you, teach me how to worship you, so I can get nearer to you and reach more proximity towards you. That's one interpretation. That arina, show us, means to basically inform us of the manasik, of the nusuk, of the rituals that we would have to do to reach that proximity. There's another interpretation that seems to be more in line than with the previous request that Prophet Ibrahim made about himself and his son. If you remember, in the previous session we extendedly explained the meaning of taslim or Islam that was mentioned just a few statements back, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes Ibrahim requesting him that make me and Ismail, his son, submissive to you. The submission that is requested here is not the normal submission that one would think of, and we talk about when we talk about submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in listening to his commands and avoiding the sins. That's not the submission that is being asked for, because Prophet Ibrahim already had that. What he was requesting for was something beyond that. It seems like this arina manasikana, the way the second interpretation of it goes beyond that. It goes beyond that. It says that, O Allah, it's like another verse in the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ that we revealed to them, the actions, the good actions, not the knowledge of the good actions, but the good actions themselves. So what this piece, according to the second interpretation, is saying is that the Holy Prophet is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you give me and help me and guide me in practice and in action which direction to take. Not in the mere knowledge, but give me the action itself, which is beyond that. The next point that is mentioned in the verse is the Holy Prophet asking, وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا, in turn us, turn to us clemently. For those who have a little bit of knowledge about Arabic, they would know that تُبْ عَلَيْنَا has been used in the Holy Quran, this particular word, on numerous occasions. We have another word that you're probably more familiar with, which is called tawbah. And that is the same, that's the root of this word, tub alayna. Tub alayna is the request form of it, what they call sighatul amr in Arabic grammar. But in any case, this is the same concept of tawbah. Well, that kind of raises a question in our minds, maybe two or three of them. One is that the Prophet here is asking forgiveness. Is that what it is? Is this Prophet requesting tawbah, which means repentance? Is that what it means? If that is the case, then we spent a few sessions about a previous verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِي الظَّالِمِينَ, that my pledge does not go to those who oppress anyone, including themselves. And we deduced from that that prophets cannot be sinners. Prophets do not commit sins. In that case, then what does this mean of repentance? Is this one of the cases that a prophet has asked for repentance? Before answering that, let me mention this point that we do have cases where prophets, for example, Prophet Adam and Prophet Yunus and other prophets have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. In fact, Prophet Moses, after having accidentally killed someone that he was actually trying to defend a companion of his against, after killing that person, then he asked for repentance. We do have cases like that in the Holy Quran. So I don't want to talk about those cases, and I'm not denying those cases. Inshallah, when those verses come about, we will discuss those as well. However, what needs to be said here is the word tawbah, if you remember, we mentioned in one of the earlier sessions in these series that tawbah actually means to return, or to turn to, actually it means to turn to someone. That is called tawbah. The reason why repentance is considered tawbah is because someone, the person who has sinned, has committed a sin, has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that disobedience means he's turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he wants to return to God, that is called tawbah, and that is called repentance, and we call that in English. So that's called asking for forgiveness, is in a way turning back to God. So that's turning towards God. In this case, however, because we know that the Prophet is asking this after he has reached the status of imamah, which is the highest status as we explained in those sessions, and what he's asking for in these verses is beyond just a normal level of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's already passed through those levels where he's even in his knowledge and his acceptance of what happens to him, he's submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will reach the story where the Prophet is to be thrown into the fire, and this is at his earlier stages when he is much younger, and when he is to be thrown in the fire, it has been recorded in our narrations that the Prophet was addressed by one of the angels asking him if he needed help, and the Prophet says, I submit to what God has given me. If he wants to help me, he knows my status. If he wants to help me, then he wants to help me. If he doesn't, I don't have any request. I am submitting to whatever he decides for me. So this was happening at his younger ages. At this level, when he's reached the status of imam, at that level of submission is far beyond. So committing sins or committing something that is even less than a sin but would be bad for a prophet at that status, that's beyond comprehension. That's not something that we would be discussing at this point. This tub alayna, he's asking God to turn to him. This is referring to a special attention that we're asking, oh God, turn to us with a special attention. We've reached this with your help. Now we're asking for more. This special attention, that type of turning is being asked here. And then at the end, after asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn to them, turn to the Prophet, he ends that dua and that request by saying, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. You're always turning to your servants. And it's interesting that at the end of this verse, it uses the word Ar-Rahim, this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we explained in the beginning of the sessions, that Ar-Rahim refers to the special blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to his special servants. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives blessings to all of his servants, and that's what's referred to as Rahman. But Rahim is what is given to the special servants. The more special the servant, the more special and the more practicing and the more submissive the servant is, then the more special that blessing is going to become. So after these special du'as that the special prophet makes about the levels and the ranks that he wishes and he hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him reach, he uses this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh, you're the one who gives these special blessings to your special servants. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us better understanding and also better practice of what he has taught us in his book, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك.